I heard him say that all power, heaven and earth, is given unto him. Amen. Well, Sister Sandy's prayer request, maybe Noah had the right message this morning. 2 days ago. 3 days ago. My day is running together here. I was coming home from work, and I was playing the radio. I always play good gospel. A lot of people think I've lost my mind. I'm going down the road, my head's rubbing back, I'm singing. I'm having a good time, leave me alone. Amen. I don't mean everything's always just right, but it's all right with God. Amen. And I don't even know who the group was. Somebody come on there singing. And they sing the title of the song. I guess it's the title of the song. It's the part I heard I thought was the title. Reassure me, Lord. Reassure me, Lord. You know what? We all have times when we need to be reassured. We need to have our faith lifted. We need to have God come by and say, hey, it may be dark, but just hang on. Amen. Hold on to Jesus. Amen. I'm going to read in Isaiah chapter 57 this morning. Again, I'd like to say good to have all of our visitors. God bless you. We hope that God ministers to you. Amen. Such as you need in your heart. Amen. And may you prosper even as your soul prospereth. Amen. As the Word of God says. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, I love the writings of the prophet Isaiah. I'm going to turn my mic back down and a few things down, because if I don't, amen, I'll probably get adverse reactions. Amen. I want to just read out this passage of Scripture. It's always been one of my favorites. Amen. The 57th chapter of Isaiah and the 15th verse, and the Word of God says these words, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him." Notice he says with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord, that your hand is outstretched. I thank you, Lord, that you're mindful of us. Lord, you know that we are but dust. You know that we are weak. We're frail. Lord, we have no strength of our own. And Lord, I know that you know that. You remember that. And Lord, because you remember that, it's you, Lord, that will come by. And you, God, you will remember us. You will strengthen us. You will touch us, Lord. You will lift us up. You'll help us, Lord. You'll encourage us. And Lord, there are no words that we can use this morning to thank you for the time, sir, of your great encouragement. For the time that you come by and just touched us and ministered to us. And Lord, let us know that you hadn't forgot about us at all, Lord. That we still, God, as the apple of your eye. And Lord, you're still watching over us, and the very hairs of our head, they're still numbered. Lord, I thank you that you, God, are that God. And may you have your way this morning. May you touch in every life. May we speak as the oracle of thee, and may your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And everybody said amen. I appreciate the Lord. You know, in our walk with God, you know, there's mountains and there's valleys. Amen. And that song that anybody here, amen, that's ever been in the trials, you know, say amen. You walked through the fire. Come on. God never said we wouldn't do that. Amen. God never said there'd not be any problems in our lives. God never promised us that. I know maybe some of those folks on TVN might have declared that, but not God. Amen. Listen, God told us there was going to be those valleys. Told us there's going to be those times when, amen, things would be dark. And the Word of God is replete, but I always like that the Word of God is never incomplete. Amen. What do you mean by that, Brother Joel? Amen. The Word of God says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hello? Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but he didn't stop there. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen.
Well, glory to God. Now, I'm telling you, if He's living in us, He's still going to overcome the world. Amen. If we'll just let Him lead and be the captain of our life, amen, He will lead us through the valleys. And amen, if we always walked on the top of the mountain, there'd be so many failures in God. Amen. Or so failures in the people of God that would be innumerable. You notice in your Bible and read, wherever that men and women have failed, where have they failed at? They haven't failed in the valley. They have failed on the mountaintop. That's exactly where they have gone astray at. David, when he thought everything had gotten a little better, amen, he found that place to do what he shouldn't have done. Amen. And you can go through the Word of God and find many times when the Word of God said that Jeshurun waxed fat. Amen. In the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, Jeshurun, of course, is another name for Israel. Amen. And God said he waxed fat and he kicked. What did he do when God blessed him? He said, when you've grown fat, when you've got blessed, amen, you forgot about the God, amen, that found you in that waste hell and wilderness, amen, and found you in that prison down in Egypt, amen, and brought you out. Amen. But listen, where did he take them? He took them through a wilderness where nobody could live. Amen. And God sustained them in the wilderness. Amen. Even the God's good to the rich and the believer and the unbeliever. Amen. He caused their clothes not to wear out, their shoes not to wear out. Fed them, a bread from heaven. Amen. But God said, yeah, we're going to have times when we are in the valley, when we are discouraged, when we are down and out. The enemy's going to come with all of his lies. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. I think God's given me a little word here to say, I'll come by and reassure you. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Glory to God. The Word of God said, uphold us without free spirit. David, when he's praying through over his sin in the 51st Psalm, said, Lord, would you uphold me with thy free spirit? Would you lift me up? Amen. Because David knew that if God lifts him up, he's been lifted up like he's supposed to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me just hurry. I'll get ahead of myself, sure, this morning. I just wrote down a few people, amen, in the Word of God that God went out of his way to reassure, amen, and to help and to encourage, amen. And I don't know, we could go through many, many more, and I'm sure that God has multitudes of times in our lives, amen, come by when it looked like it's so dark you can't see, amen, when you walked like your last mile, amen, to God. God's come by and say, hey, I haven't forgot about you, amen, put his arm around you and said, come on and walk with me, amen, the valley's deep, amen, the river's wide, amen, but glory to God, there's a mountain ahead. Hallelujah. Glory. I don't know about you, but I've had some of my best experiences when I've been in the midst of battles. Amen. Glory to God. What is, I believe, the 23rd Psalms. Amen. Glory, amen. I got a lot of notes, but I may leave the notes alone. Amen. Listen. Amen. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Glory to God. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Amen. First thing is, the Lord has to be our shepherd. Amen. God wants us to be led by the shepherd, to be kept by the shepherd. Amen. We can't keep ourselves. Amen. Sheep are, amen, cannot keep themselves, but the shepherd keeps the sheep. Amen to God. He tends to the sheep. He looks over the sheep. Amen to God. And I can tell you, God looks over his people. Amen. And he knows what they need, when they need it, and exactly what they need at the time. God's got it for them. Amen. And so Thomas said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be in need without hope. Amen. Oh, the devil may tell you you don't have any hope. He may say, look here, it ain't nothing but despair waiting on you. Amen. He's a thief from the beginning. What's he trying to do? If the devil wasn't after you, probably you wouldn't have anything. Come on, Brother Joe. He's only after folks that have something anyway. Why would he waste his time after somebody who didn't have anything for him to steal? Amen to God. But if you have something of God, amen, if you're holding on to God, he wants to steal what you have from God. Amen. But glory to God, I can tell you, he can't steal it if you won't let him. Amen. Hallelujah. And I can tell you what God will do. God will come by in the middle of all of that darkness and despair, and God will work. Amen. Where it seems like there's no way, I can tell you, he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, now, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not walk. He maketh me, my goodness, to lie down in green pastures. The richness. Well, Brother Joe, I'm having hard times here. Amen. The green, yes, God gives us green pastures. But the Apostle Paul said He gives us times of refreshing. Amen. And behind tell you, when He leads in them green pastures, we need to eat. Amen. We need to partake of it. And He said, beside the still waters, amen to God, we need to get that peace. Amen. From God, that's the only peace that'll last anyway. Amen to God. There ain't no other peace worth anything, but the peace of God is worth having. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, if I will have peace with God, I can have the peace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, let's just look on. I want to get to where I want to go in the 23rd Psalm. So, yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Come on. And why won't I fear any evil? Because He says, Thou art with me. Amen. Come on with Brother Job. Amen. Now, Brother Job, if we look back to Brother Job, he said, I've looked in front of me, and I've looked behind me, and it don't like the, and I've looked on my left and on my right, don't look like I can see God anywhere that I look. Amen. But Job said these words, but He knoweth the way that I take. I know that He's there. Amen. I know He's watching. And when I'm trying, Job said, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Why? Because I'm going to hold on to Him. I'm going to keep a hold of God. Hallelujah. And so he said, when I yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Lord. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Now understand something with Brother Job. There's two terms. That shepherd, amen, had a curved stick. That shepherd's staff has got a curve at the top. Amen. One way it's used like a staff, a rod. The other way it's used like a staff. Amen. What do you mean? There's two different purposes for that. Amen. With the pointed, amen, with the end that went into the ground, he used it as a weapon. Amen. He used it also to correct the pattern, the direction of the sheep. Amen. Come on, the rod. Amen. If God can't correct me, He can't comfort me. Amen. I said, if He can't correct me, how can He comfort me? But if He can lead me, if He can get me to go in the right direction, He can lead me back to them green pastures, and He can lead me back to the still waters. Hello. Amen. And so I rod and I staff. When I just obey God, fall in the crevice, that shepherd turns that crooked end of that stick around, and he gets a hold of that sheep, and he pulls them out, amen, of the messes that they got in. Thank God the shepherd's got a crook in his staff, amen, that'll pull us out of the crevices. And when we fall into the pits, amen, he knows how to get us out and get our feet back on the solid rock. Amen. And I'm headed to my favorite part now. Amen. And thou preparest a table before me. Who? My shepherd prepares a table before me. You know why I go to church? I go to church looking for a table. Hello? Come on, with Brother Joe. You might as well have church with me. I feel Him here this morning. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I want to tell you, God don't wait till your enemy's gone. He don't wait till the, amen, you don't need it anymore. But right in the middle, amen, of your need, right in the middle of your circumstances, amen, God comes down, even if the devil don't like it. Amen. And He prepares a table in the presence. Amen. The enemy can't touch it. Amen. It's only for God's sheep. Hallelujah. I said, glory to God. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, and if you and I will eat at that table, amen, we can rise up and discomfort the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I feel like having church. Amen. So, you prepare that table. Amen. Not only does God prepare that table to refresh and to strengthen, amen, but He said, Thou anointest my head with oil. Mm-hmm. That is the crown and jewel of what God's done. Amen. That is, God, come on, Brother Joe. You restore me physically, amen, and spiritually. Amen. Come on. Amen. Your strength. I can tell you, when you need strength, God's got strength. Amen. When you need spiritual strength, God's got plenty of that. Amen. Glory to God. And here in this mist, He said, Thou anointest my head with oil. Amen. I can tell you how beautiful. Amen. It said when old Aaron stood there in that sun. Amen. They poured out oil over his head. Amen. It's running off his beard, dripping onto his garments, and dripping off. Amen. On the ground, that sun's shining off of that oil. He looks like a man that's on fire. He's glowing. Amen to God. I'm telling you, God can turn our dullness, amen, and our despair, amen, into a place lights will shine again like lights from heaven. Glory. Woo. Amen. Well, I feel more like having church every minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't want to skip around on you. Amen. I said I had notes and God's leading me a different way than my notes. I always write notes because I think that's the thing we ought to do. Amen. But there's a little lady, amen, named Ruth. Amen to God. You know, her life, she's a Moabitess. By her very heritage, she's isolated from God's blessings. Amen. But Naomi, amen, and moved down into the land of Moab, and when they shouldn't have been there, but they moved down there anyway, trying to find help. They went to the wrong place. Isn't it funny how folks who, amen, if we're not careful, the devil will trick us. Instead of running to God for help, we run somewhere else. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. But that's what happened. They went down to Moab. Amen. But I can tell you, still, Naomi had something in her life. She lost her husband. Amen. And she had two sons that married and lost both of them. Amen. She's left with two daughter-in-laws, and only one of them, amen, has enough love for her. She said that wherever you go, amen, I'm going. Amen. Your God will be my God, and your people will be my people. Amen. So Ruth comes back, amen, to Naomi with Naomi. And when they get back, they ain't got nothing. They've lost all their possessions. Everything's gone. Amen to God. But, oh, I'm telling you, little Ruth knows enough to just go out, and she gets in the fields, and she starts gleaning up. Amen. After the folks have harvested, you understand that Bible, God made provision for the poor. Amen. You don't harvest all that field. Amen. You leave some strode around. Amen. You leave some in the corners. Amen to God. And for those folks that don't have, they can come out and get it. Now God said you didn't have to. Come on, God wants them to go get it. Hello? Amen. But look at, listen to Brother Joe. Amen. Old Boaz over there, he's the type of Christ. Amen. He's noticed. And come on with Brother Joe. He watches our struggles. He knows when we're in a struggle. Come on with me. He's watching Ruth. Amen. Ruth doing the right thing. She's over there gleaning. Amen. The Bible don't talk a whole lot about Naomi here, just about that little Moabitess named Ruth. Amen to God. And here she is gleaning. And old Moab walks over to them young, old Boaz walks over to them young man. As they're gleaning that field, harvesting that field, he said, look here, boys. Did you see that little, amen, little lady over there just gleaning? So now I want you boys, amen, I want you to leave some handfuls. Amen. I don't mean just leave it unharvested. I want you to bunch some of that stuff up. Amen. And here and there, I want you to just leave some bunches along, some handfuls on purpose. Woo! Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. You, I don't know about you, but I kind of think that, amen, that Sister Ruth got her a whole lot of refreshing and a whole lot of reassurance from God. Amen. If something's going right finally. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, glory. God's left handfuls on purpose. Amen. My God shall supply all your need. Philippians 4:19. Amen. According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen to God. And that simply, amen, God is going to annex. The word annex means to put aside for future use. God knows where all the hard times are. Knows where all the valleys are. And I'll assure you something. God has left handfuls on purpose in every one of those places. Come on, Brother Joe. I found them many times. Amen. I found that encouragement in God. Let me hurry. Moses. I'm going back to Brother Moses. Brother Moses said, he's a man appointed of God. He's chosen of God for a purpose. Come on. But it looks like in his life, because he took things in hand himself, that he kind of messed things up. Amen. All the while, God knows how to fix messes and work things out. Come on. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Amen. And so he winds up on the backside of the desert. Amen. In the land of Midian. Amen to God. And while he's on that backside of the desert, amen, he's married, amen, the priest of Midian's daughter. Amen. And here he is. I'm not sure that if Moses was even a whole lot thoughtful, but all of a sudden, while Moses is walking along, he looks off down there, and there's a bush burning. Amen. And it's not being consumed. Amen. And God's put a calling on Brother Moses there and said, I've heard the cry of my people back down there in Egypt. Amen. And listen, God said, I've heard their cry, and I'm fixing to do something about it. Amen. And God said, I want you to go back down there and be my spokesman. Amen. You know what God's got the church here for? We're not here to talk about God. We're here to speak for God. Amen. That's the reason we're here. We're here to say what God would have us say. Amen. When God would have us say it, and to do what God would have us do, when God would have us to do it, as long as God would have us to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so here, Brother Moses, he's down there, and he said, Lord, amen, they're not going to believe me. I'm that man that I belittle myself. I mess myself up so much that nobody's going to believe me. And so God said, I'll tell you what you got in your hand, Moses? A rod, an old dead stick. You know, whenever we get to be a little bit prideful, you know what? Amen. So let us remember that God can use an old dead stick to help us sometimes. Hello? Come on. Say, just throw it on the ground. He slipped that rod down on the ground. When it did, it became a serpent. The Bible said that Moses fled. Moses took off running. He, like any good body with any good sense, he'd run from that snake. Now, I know you listen to some of them TBN folks. They ain't run from nothing. Amen. But I got news for them. If an angel of the Lord appears in a room with you shut up by yourself, amen, if somebody don't restrain you, you're fixing to make a door in the place. Hello? I can tell you, Brother Joe, I'd make the hair stand up on the back of my neck in a heartbeat. Amen. But he run, and God said, hold a minute. Amen. So many words. Amen. He said, now, you take it by the tail. Amen. So Moses bent over. When he got that serpent by the tail, it turned back into a rod again. Amen. Well, God said, well, maybe that's not enough, Brother Moses, to reassure you, but said, I got something else I want you to do. Stick your hand inside of your cloak. Amen. Woo! Oh, glory. When he did, he pulled it out, and that thing's as leprous as it could be. Amen. It's white as snow. Amen. Took it back in there again, and when he pulled it out, it looked just like the other one. Amen to God. God said if they won't believe one, they'll believe the other. Amen. God is reassuring. I understand something. Amen. When the Sunday school lesson this morning was about Aaron. Amen. Building that golden calf. Amen. God didn't call Aaron for that job. But Moses, because he couldn't be reassured like God's trying to reassure him. He claims he can't talk. God can fix a tongue. Amen. I used to be the quietest fella. Amen. And on the block until God called me to preach. Amen. You don't have to say that, wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But listen, God, amen, will reassure us in our dark despair. Amen. Moses, I believe, found some heart. Amen. God said, I'll send you Aaron if that's what you think you got to have. Amen. Glory to God. And you can go back, and most of us all know the story of how that God used Moses richly and gloriously. And by the way, with that rod, confounded two of the greatest magicians on the face of the earth, named Jannes and Jambres. Amen. God confounded them both. Amen. Because they throwed their rods down too, and they turned into snakes. But, amen, the serpent that was from Moses' rod ate up the rod. All those serpents from them old magicians, and old Moses got that thing by the tail. And here them old boys stood with no staff to lean on. Come on. Oh, if we'll let God, He'll reassure us. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Give me that life again in the midst of the years, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Give me that rejuvenation. Amen. Give me that heart and that faith once again to run. Amen with you. Hallelujah. Come on. Listen. If the devil thought God wasn't fixing to do anything, he'd let you alone. Well, come here. God, Holy Ghost just has dropped this in on me. The devil always likes for folks to give up right at the point of winning. Come on. Right at the point of overcoming. Nothing pleases him. God. Have I not been faithful unto every generation, saith the Lord? Have I not been faithful unto thee, saith the Lord? Behold the times and the years, and look back and remember, saith the Lord. It is I have been faithful. I have been long-suffering. I have been merciful. Behold, and my hand is still outstretched, and my spirit still yet beckons. And behold, that my mind and my heart and my word is yet unto thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I've got to hurry and move along closer. Joshua, after Moses has received the great task of having to become the leader of the children of Israel. And he knew, because he had watched Moses in his life, he knew that it was no small task, that it was a difficult walk. Amen. And so when God has put this burden on Joshua, I'm going to read in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, and Joshua chapter 3, verse 7, and over in Joshua chapter 5, amen, we can read if you want in verse 13, amen, and see what God said to this great man and what God done. Amen. In Joshua 1 and 5, the Word of God says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." My. Amen. Don't God say some wonderful things? Amen. In Joshua 3 and 7, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee." In Joshua chapter 5 and verse 13, we'll read in just a moment, to lay the foundation, they had come across the Jordan. Amen. There were many there that had not received the rite of circumcision, that had grown of age. Amen. And so during their time in the wilderness, and Joshua, amen, circumcised all of them folks, got them all back in line. The Passover was set in order. Amen. And as he walked out in the cool of the day, amen, he sees a man standing with a sword in his hand, and Joshua challenges him, amen, and he says, "Art thou for us or against us?" And he said, "I'm the captain of the host." Amen. Glory to God of Israel. Hallelujah. He knew he's standing in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And he fell on his face and they said unto Joshua, "Take off your shoes. You on holy ground." Hallelujah. Amen. That taking off of the shoe means you submit unto me. Amen. I'm here to lead you. I'm here to fight your battles. I'm here, amen, to lead you through, amen, this land. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Yeah. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. Woo! Glory. I'm glad, amen, that God, amen, will fight our battles. Amen. Glory. You know, a lot of times we've got to get us out of the way. Amen. We stand in the wrong place. Amen. We need to be on our face. Amen. Glory to God. I believe that old black man, amen, that was preaching years ago, and he made a statement, "On my knees, I'm taller than trees." Amen to God. He's right. Amen to God. God, you want to find encouragement? You're going to find it in a prayer closet. Amen. I'm going to pray. I'm going to listen to what he says. Amen. So Joshua, encouraged. I got to hurry. I want to get through. Amen. About time for dinner. Listen, in Joshua, in Judges, amen, Gideon had been tasked with a great task. Midian, the land of Midian, the Midianites that were coming up, they grow their crops. Amen. And by the time the end of the summer come to reap them, the Midianites just come up and steal everything they had. Come on. Boy, ain't that just like the devil? To wait till you've done all the work, all the striving, all the struggling, and then come right before the harvest and just steal everything. Amen. I can tell you, as a pastor, I've fought that devil on that line, amen, a lot of times. Come on. Amen. Glory to God. Listen. Amen. But God found a man. Amen. He knows he's not the bravest man in the world. Amen. Matter of fact, I believe when that angel come and said, "Thou mighty man of valor," I think Gideon was looking around to figure out who in the world that angel's talking to, because he didn't think it was him. Amen. But God got him. Amen. At least he's out trying to thresh grain. He's trying to do something about the situation. Thank God for those folks that are still striving, those folks that are still fighting, those folks that are still laboring. Thank God for them. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Gideon had, when you all know the story, he had 32,000 men. God said, "You got too many," and Gideon's scratching his head. Amen. Said, "Never tell everybody that's fearful and afraid. You can go on home." 22,000 of them went home. He's left with 10,000, carries them down by the brook. God said, "You mark every one of them, amen, that laps that water out of that hand, amen, and they're the ones ready to fight." God didn't tell Gideon that. He had 9,700 that stuck their head in the water. The other 300 lapped out of their hand. God said, "Tell that 9,700 to go home." Gideon's left down there with 300 men. Amen. And the valley's full of Midianites. Amen. Multitudes of them. Amen. But I can tell you what. God said He's not going to share His glory with any man. Amen. Glory to God. If it gets done, God's going to get the glory. Amen. God don't need a multitude. All God needs is a few folks to be obedient. Amen. Unto Him. And God will take care of what needs to be taken care of. Amen. And so Gideon's, I feel like, is kind of a little bit... Man, he's got a little bit disillusioned. Amen. Here he has got 300 men, and God gave him a battle plan. By the way, that plan's still in work today. Amen. A trumpet. Amen. Amen. In one hand, an earthen pitcher with a lamp in it. That's a type of you and I with the power and the Spirit of God alight inside of us. But come on now. Ain't nothing going to happen until that pitcher's broken. Amen. When God gets where He can break us. When they busted that box of alabaster, amen, that contained that precious anointing. And I'm telling you then, when things changed, the whole fragrance of that fills the room. Amen. So Gideon's got the plan of the ages. Amen. All the plan is the church. That is the church, by the way. That earthen pitcher, amen, with the Spirit of God aflame inside that earthen pitcher. And the trumpet that says we are witnessing to Him, amen, of Him that has delivered us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so he goes down by the Midianite camp. God sends him down outside the camp of the enemy. And while Gideon is standing outside the camp in the dark hid, listen to the words in Judges 7 and 13. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came to a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it, and that tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, the man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all his host. Isn't it something when God sends you down to the devil's camp and they witness to your victory? Amen. What did Gideon do, brothers? Oh, he got reassured. The next verse says, amen. So it was when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he worshipped. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've answered my prayer. I've been reassured, Lord. I've got confidence. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10 says, don't cast out away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience, and after you've done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. Amen. Glory to God. So Gideon turns back, goes back to his people, and returned to the host of Israel and says, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. Let's go. Glory to God. Come on, Brother Joe. I don't know about you. Amen. But I can tell you, a lot of times, God has come by. God's got a lot of different ways that He comes by to reassure you and I. And I'll fix it to close in just a minute. Amen. It may not be, amen, like the passages that I've read. It may be just be a word that somebody comes by and speaks to you right out of the blue. That you wonder, Lord, it couldn't have been anything else that you had sent something to me from you. Amen. Sometimes it may have been in the prayer closet when you praying. It may have been a one little line out of a sermon that somebody's preached. Amen. Or one little line out of a Sunday school teacher. Amen. That has said something that just lit up like a light bulb. Amen. Glory to God. They didn't know why they said it. Amen. But God did. Hallelujah. John the Baptist got weary, sent his disciples and asked him, art thou he that we should look for, or shall we look for another? Or art thou he that should come, or shall we look? Amen. And Jesus went right on and began to heal the sick, and amen, and all of that. And he turns around, and you go tell John. Amen. The deaf hear, the dumb talk, the lame walk. Amen. The glory to God, the blind receive their sight. And the gospel is preached to the poor. Amen. I don't think John needed any more than that. Glory to God. And now I'm going to close with this, amen, two passages to all believers. John chapter 14, amen, and verse number 1. Jesus is fixing to reach the apex of His ministry. He's headed for Calvary. He's coming. He's about to reach what He's come here for. But He knows that His disciples are going to be tossed and turned. that they're going to become bewildered and that they're going to be arrive on shaky ground. And he wants them, amen, to know something. And so in John 14:1, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Amen. Don't let your spirit, amen, be shaken. Amen to God. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you." And he says, "Behold, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Amen. In another place in verse chapter 16, Jesus said to them, "Settle it therefore in your hearts." Amen. Glory to God. And Jesus made it very clear. In the end of Matthew's gospel, amen, what we term the Great Commission, amen, the 28th verse, in our 28th chapter, the 18th verse, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always." That ain't always, that's always. That's a perfect present tense word that says God, at every moment, at every instant, God said, "I'm with you." The devil will come by and say, "He's left you. He's forgot about you. He's turned his back on you." Amen. But he said, "I am with you always." Even, listen, what he said, "I am with you always." Amen. Listen, what he, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. God said, "I won't listen." The Apostle Paul wrote and said, he has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. Therefore, that we may," he said, "that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper." Amen. "Whom shall I fear?" Amen. The Lord is my helper. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I want to close with this. Jeremiah's done the will of God. He's obeyed God. He stood for God. Amen. Listen, Jeremiah spoke against his country. You hear, Brother Joe, when you speak against your country because your country is wrong and out of line with God, and you're speaking, warning them that calamity is coming, if change is not made, angry people will have it at you. Amen. So Jeremiah wasn't liked by folks, and amen, maybe it caused just because they were patriotic, they didn't like Jeremiah saying what he said. But Jeremiah's not doing it because he hates his country. He's doing it because he loves his country. He said in the ninth chapter of the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah cries, "Oh, that my eyes were fountains, that they may pour out day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people." He said, that my eyes were fountains, that never would dry. I just cry continually for my people. So they got angry at him then. The king didn't like him. Put him in the bottom of an old water pit, mire and muck, stunk up to his armpits in the muck. Amen. It's a rain pit used to catch rainwater. Amen. The rains have come. Amen. You can read it in Lamentations. I think it's somewhere around chapter 3. Amen. He said, "The waters flowed over mine head." While Jeremiah's in that pit, the water went over his head. He said, "I cried unto thee." Oh, my God. Amen. What did he do, Brother Joe? So thou came and stood by me and said, "Fear not." Woo. You know what? He ain't changed much, has he? I find us a drug over to God. Hallelujah. Woo. "I will not forget you. I will remember you. Even as I remember Noah when the flood had covered the whole earth. And you heard my words say that God remembered Noah. And behold, the waters begin to assuage. I say unto thee that I will remember you. Behold, and I know where you are. Mine eyes upon thee. The hairs of your head are numbered. I love thee, saith the Lord. Therefore I say unto thee, put your trust in me. Set your affection upon me. Behold, lift up your head, saith the Lord, and I will lead you. I will cause you to triumph over thine enemies. And in the time appointed, I will bring you safe home, saith the Lord." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm closing this service now. Amen. This altar's open. Amen. Listen, I ask God, Lord, would you make up for my inability? Lord,
Amen. To declare that which you so richly declared unto me. Lord, reassure us. Help us to be assured of you. Help us, God, to have that confidence that we need to have in you. Oh, God, hallelujah, let us, God, be so, God, so assured that we rise up with great courage and great confidence. Lord, that we fight this enemy that seeks to destroy, that seeks to steal. Oh, Lord, let us put our trust in you. Oh, Lord, I heard the psalmist David say, Lord, in the 27th chapter, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Lord, when a host shall encamp against me, thou shalt hide me in the secret place of thy pavilion. Thou shalt set me upon a rock. Oh, I thank you, Lord, this morning, Lord, hallelujah, that you are the God of our salvation, that you will remember us, that you will overshadow us, and as the apple of your eye, you will look over us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.